United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at unitedwaycleveland.org. Let's go on the phone, get a bark from the pound. Brian in Dayton, welcome to CBD.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Two things. First off, success generates hate, so you guys are doing something right.
Thank you for that. Very nice.
And I've been hearing a lot this week about like the Browns offensive line and how it's more of a finesse offensive line. Like Julian Gerard were talking about it a couple days ago. And I just wanted to know how you guys felt about that and if you think that, you know, that being the case, maybe they switched to some kind of zone blocking reads in their offense, or I don't really know. I'm tired of seeing Shanahan be able to plug in whoever to run the ball, and we can't get anybody.
Yeah, some of that, I think that's a little bit of a misnomer. I appreciate the call, and again, the nice words. With regard to Mike Shanahan and how that running game goes, let's not lose sight of the fact that you have a very talented running back and that everywhere he's been, they've identified those guys. They've done a remarkable job of that. So it isn't as simple as blocking scheme will always equal success no matter who is running the football. It just doesn't work that way, and that applies to Willis McGahee when he was in Denver years ago. I mean, for the time that he was there, I should say. But, you know, you're not, and then in Baltimore, you've got to, as a runner, be a factor. And they use this term, and actually within the Browns meeting room, John Settle, the running backs coach for the Browns, he calls Chris Obanaya his factor back, which refers to his multiple talents. And I think that's a good word and explains a lot about what he can do. I don't know that he's necessarily great at anything, but he's good in a bunch of different areas. And that's what this, you need guys like that. But the true difference-making running back, dynamic running back, there isn't one of those guys on this team. And I think, yes, you can block better and systematically do some things that will open it up. This is not really a – this team does some zone blocking, but to be truly committed to zoning, zone blocking and cut blocking and all those things – is not the nature of what we've seen Rob Chudzinski / Norv Turner offensive lines do.
No, that is exactly correct. And it's not something that can just be flipped. The switch can be flipped to that type of an offense. It takes a lot of time, a lot of timing. Really, I think when this team addresses in the offseason the running back position, hopefully someone will come in with the talent also needed to make an offensive line, because it works both ways. You can have a great scheme, but if you don't have the talent to execute it, you don't have the talent to execute it.
Nope.
When we return, Gerard Cherry will join us on the hotline as we wrap things up on another Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.